With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. There have been concerns from beef producers about confusion among consumers when it comes to labeling beef products. The NCBA's Ethan Lane discusses possible solutions to the labeling requirements and verification procedures that are currently in place for beef products that are labeled as products of the USA, made in the USA, or other similar claims.
We had some state affiliates that had this come up during their summer meetings in particular. Oregon Cattlemen's Association had a pretty robust discussion about it. And it does center around the use of product of the United States and similar labels in beef that goes on our store shelves. You know, those labels are approved currently through the Food Safety Inspection Service, FSIS. And what we've been looking into in response to these producer concerns is what the scope of use is, what the approval process looks like, what do those benchmarks look like in order to be able to use a label like that, and is this an area that we need to get into to ensure that we're protecting our producers from this label being applied in a way that's not in keeping with what consumers might be looking for or what we want to see in labeling this product.
And with that, the NCBA approved efforts to work with the Department of Agriculture Food Safety Inspection Service to address policy on geographic origin statements. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.